Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Can you appreciate the lowly Jesus that is always there for you? Can you appreciate the holy Jesus that is always there for you? He who knows your weaknesses. He who knows that you are a man and He knows all your weaknesses. To He that knows all your struggles. To He that takes care of you. Unto He that knoweth you before you are made. He that knoweth you when you were born. He knows where you are coming from. He knows where you are right now. And He knows where He's taking you to. Can you appreciate Him and say, Lord, I worship You. Lord, I worship You. Lord, I worship You. To the one that knoweth about all the struggles of life. To the one that knoweth about the tribulations that you will pass. That you will pass across. That you will pass through in life. Can you appreciate Him and say, Lord, I thank You. Thank You for being that lonely Jesus that was lonely for my sake. Thank You for coming to my standard, even to become my friend. Thank You for being my friend. Thank You for everything. Lord, I worship You. Etandeli kero jabarusi kala baboke celebri. Etele kejeluza parado kadala brando susa sari posuse kejel. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. To He that knoweth all struggles. To He that beareth our bodies. Arabando rakeli gadosi keli kosombe lakota ribadori hanabosha. Makatarike degedosa kori gadosa chari. To the one that beareth our bodies. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. In the lebreduza tarabakos keteli. Thank You for the first daughter. Thank You for life. Thank You for Your breath. Thank You for the gift of life. Thank You, Jesus. Ambarados de lebrekeluza talaganda ribekeloza.
Que te le quiera con todo. Raca pa' todo y vos y que te le quiera.
mtu dia anza kariba yoske veleke luzi hilikinde limo zura badaya. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Father, we appreciate you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Can you lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, in the remaining days of this year, Father, please carry me. Lord, please carry me. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me in your hands. Carry me in your hands. I cannot walk alone. We are here to draw strength. Can you say to God, please carry me? Carry me. The burden of this world is too heavy. I cannot carry it. Except you can carry it, then you keep quiet. Except you can do it alone, then you keep quiet. Can we say to God this evening and say, Lord, carry me. Carry me, Jesus. Carry me in your hands. Carry me. Like a father will carry his son. Like a father will carry his daughter. Lord, carry me. Lord, carry me. Lord, carry me. Are you weary? Are you tired? Is the news weighing you down? Is everything around you saying no? Can you say to God this evening and say, Lord, carry me. Carry me in your hands. Carry me in your bosom. I want to feel the fatherhood. I want to feel the warmth of fatherhood. Lord, carry me. Lord, carry me. In the name of Jesus. Carry me, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Have you seen a boy or a child that is in trouble and the father just opened his hand? How do you think he will feel? He will be at rest. When we say, Lord, carry me, we are asking God for rest. Are you heavy laden? Are the struggles of life overwhelming you already? And you think that how is it going to be for this year? How will I trend it? How will I trend on the path that is full of tribulation? It is written that we will face tribulation. That is certain. But can you run to the Father this evening and say, Father, carry me. Father, carry me. I want to feel your warmth. I want to be rest assured in your bosom. Lord, carry me. Carry me, Jesus. Father, carry me, carry me. Can you lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, carry me. Carry me. I can't do it alone. Release your heart, release your body, release everything disturbing you and say, Lord, carry me. No matter how thick the body may be on you, and you think that, no, I can't go. I can't go far with this body. Can you say to God this evening, Lord, please carry me. Father, please carry me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive your embrace. I receive your intervention. In the name of Jesus. Elebre kunde likadoska barada. Oh Lord, carry me in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I'm feeling the presence of the Father in our midst. Can you embrace God this evening? Can you embrace Him? Can you tell Him everything? Can you tell Him everything? As a father carries his child, the child will not worry about falling. He will not worry about any harm, because he knows, the child knows, that he is with his father. You are with your father this evening. Can you release it and say, Lord, please carry me. The presence of the Father is in our midst. Father, please carry me. I do not doubt which you want God to carry for you. I do not doubt which you are struggling with. We are here to draw strength. But the Father is there in our midst. He's here, opening his hand of warmth, his hand of love towards us. And say, allow me to carry it for you. God is saying to somebody, allow me to carry it for you. You cannot do it by your strength. And that is why we are here to draw strength. Allow God to carry it. Hey! Hey! Allow God to carry you this evening. Lord, carry me. What about your vision? What about your ambition? What about everything that you have put down for this year? Lord, please carry me. I can't do it alone. I cannot do it alone. Except you take over. I cannot do it alone. Except you came over. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I don't know that song very well. But there's a song whose lyric says, I can't do it by my own except you take over. Can we have that choir? That's not where we are going, but that's where the Spirit of the Lord is leading us tonight. We can't do it by ourselves. Unless you take over. Hey!
Take over.
Hey, Speak to him gently. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Can you appreciate the Father? Can you appreciate the Father? He's here in our midst. He's here in our midst. Saronda la breko siakata. He's here in our midst. Can you appreciate the Father? Lord, we worship you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are seeing the spirit of praying together tonight as we draw strength. Please, I want us to project Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. The strength we are here to draw, it is not by power. The strength we are here to draw is to tell it to God that I can't do it alone. The strength we are here to draw, we are not telling God that I have so skills, so I deserve it. The strength we are here to draw, we are not telling it to God that because I have these skills, because I have this ability, so I deserve it. All what we are saying to God is, Lord, beyond skills, beyond power, beyond ability, I receive strength. Can you say that prayer to the Lord this evening? I said, Lord, beyond strength, beyond ability, beyond my power, beyond where I have ever thought or imagined in life, beyond my human comprehension, Lord, I receive strength. I am here to draw strength. I am here to draw strength. Strength for the journey. Strength for the journey. Strength for the journey. In the name of Jesus, strength for the journey. Strength for the journey. I can't do it by my strength. I can't do it by my power. I receive strength. I draw strength today. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. The first strength we are going to be drawing tonight is the strength of the fullness of the knowledge of God. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I want you to know that when you know God, you know His mind. And when you know the mind of God, your mind is settled. Can I repeat that? When you know Him, you know His mind. And when you know the mind of God, your mind is settled. There won't be any need for struggle. There won't be any need to avail. But you have the strength of the Lord. I want us to tell to God, Lord, I ask for strength. The fullness of your knowledge is what I ask for. The fullness of your knowledge is what I ask for. Lord, release it unto me. Maybe you think you know God enough. Maybe you think you have seen God alone. Everything about God, you know it. Oh, let me tell you this. You don't know Him yet. Can you ask for the strength of His knowledge? That Lord, I receive the knowledge of you. I receive the knowledge of you. I receive the knowledge of you. I am open. I am open for growth. I am open for expansion in the knowledge of God. I am open for expansion in the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am open. I am open to the knowledge of God. I am open in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can we have 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 to 12? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 11 to 12. The Bible says, for who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him. So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Yes? Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us. Ma, If you know the time and the season when some things will happen to you, you will not struggle. Some people, we have met some people in life that they look as if they are smarter than us. They are always at peace and things happen with to them at ease. It is the strength of God. When you know the mind of God, you know when to move, you know when to stop, you have strength. I don't know if I'm communicating this night. It is not by can do it. It is not by power. It is by the knowledge of God. What do you know about God? The Spirit of God is the strength of God. Can we ask for the Spirit? Can we ask for the Spirit tonight? The Bible says, who can know the man except the Spirit? And who can know God except the Spirit of God? For we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Can you say to God, Lord, I receive understanding of the things that is freely given to me. The understanding of times and seasons. So that I will not waste my energy. So that I will not waste my time. So that I will not waste my resources. So that I will not struggle in vain. I draw strength. In the name of Jesus, are you drawing strength? When you have strength, you are assured of the plan of God for your life. Can you say to God, I journey with you in the fullness of your strength. In the fullness of the Spirit of God. In the fullness of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you lift up your right hand and say to God, I glory in the fullness of God. I glory in the fullness of God. I walk in the reality of the knowledge of God. I am not a blind man. I am not a deaf man. I receive strength. Strength. Strength for the journey. I am not blind. I am not deaf. I receive the strength of God. I walk in the fullness of the knowledge of God. I walk in the fullness of the capacity of God. Ah, by my strength I cannot do it. That is why I'm asking of you tonight. Lord, I draw strength. I draw strength. Strength to see. Strength to hear. Strength to know times and seasons. Strength to understand times and seasons. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The next strength we are going to be drawing tonight, we are going to be drawing strength to love God. Let me tell you this, it is hard work to love God. It is not a joke. Mark 12:30. Can we have Mark 12:30? Mark 12:30. The Bible says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Can we read together? And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Do you think it's a joke to love God? It's not a joke. Can we ask of God this evening? Lord, I receive strength to love you to the end. Hey, things that matter are not always urgent, but they are very, very important. Lord, I receive strength to love you. Hey, I want to love you more. I receive strength tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive strength to love you. I receive strength to love you. I receive strength to love you in the name of Jesus. Strength to love you with my soul, with my spirit, with my body, with my mind, with everything within me. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. I need you to know tonight that the oil is the strength of the fire. The five foolish virgins, they run out of their love for God. They run out of waiting unto the Lord. They run out of oil that will keep them waiting for their bridegroom. And that is why I said to you, there are many distractions. There are many things that are flashing our love for them. But when we receive the strength to love God, we stand in Him. Can you raise your two hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I receive strength to love you. I will not be like the foolish virgins. I will not be like the five foolish virgins. At the beginning, they love you. They were waiting unto you. They were waiting upon you. But at the end, they miss out. Lord, I will not miss out. I receive strength to love you. Strength to love the Lord. Hey! Strength to love the Lord. Strength to love the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive strength to love you. Strength. In the name of Jesus. Reveal my strength to you, Lord. Reveal my strength to you. Can you confess to God all the distractions? Can you confess to God all the things that are consuming your higher of love for Him? Can you say to God, I can't do it by myself? Jesus, I draw strength tonight. Strength to love the Lord. Oh Lord, I draw strength. Strength to love you to the end. Strength to love you to the end. That I will not fall out. I will not miss out. I will not stray away. I will not sleep out. That I will not sleep out of your head. I will not sleep out of waiting for you. I will not sleep out of waiting for you. I will not get tired. I will not get tired in loving you. I draw strength to love you. Strength to love you. Are you drawing strength? Are you drawing strength? A man that does not love God, he will miss instruction. He will miss guidance. He will miss the blessings of God. He will miss communion. So if you miss all of these things, what are you waiting for? What are you living for? What am I living for? Strength! Strength to love the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I draw strength. I draw strength. I draw strength. Strength to love the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus, refill my higher. Refill my love with your higher of love. Refill my love with your higher of love. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I draw strength. I draw strength to love you. I will not be found wanting. I will not miss your coming. I will not miss the blessing. I will not miss the reward of stewardship. I draw strength to love you to the end. I will not slip out of your hands. I will not miss out. Hey, I will not miss out. I will not miss out. I will not miss out. Draw strength. I draw strength. I draw strength. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you lift your two hands to the Lord? Lord, here we are. We ask for renewal of love. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you renew your love with the bridegroom this evening? Can you renew your love with the master? It's the time to renew the heart of love. The heart of love you gave to him when you gave your life to Jesus. The love which you have for the Lord in the beginning, your first love. Your first love, can you renew it? The lover is in our midst. The lover is in our midst. Renew your love for him. Renew the covenant. Renew the covenant. Lord, I love you. Can you confess your love to the Lord? Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Help me, Jesus. I draw strength to love you. I draw strength to love him all. I draw strength to love him all. I draw strength to love him all. Do you really love God? Do you really love God? Do you really love God? Ha! Selika tarapando kuyaga do sata. Are you not serving God for the reward alone? Are you not always in his presence because you needed something from him? Do you love God? Can you renew your love to God? Can you renew your love to God this evening? Lord, I renew my love to you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I renew my love for you. I ask for strength to love you more. Strength to love you more. Strength to love you more. In the name of Jesus, I live my life for you. I live my life for you. In you I live. In you I die. In you I live my being. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Stretch your hands to the altar. The Bible says, approach the throne of grace with confidence, that you might obtain mercy and find favor in time of need. Lord, here we are tonight. We renew our love for you. We ask for strength for every love that is going weary. Every love that is cold, we ask for fire. Hey, keteros antalaba kos katala gada. To every love here that is growing cold, to every love of God that is going cold, we ask for revival tonight. We ask for revival tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we renew our love for you. We renew our love for you. We draw strength to love you. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The next strength you are going to be drawing tonight is wisdom. Have you met a wise man before? The people in the world call them smart. They say that man, that woman is very smart. It's not smartness. In the kingdom, we call it wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Can we have it? Hallelujah. Embrado shadala gadaya. Ikata rabado shetele bregados. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 13. The Bible says, and we impart this in words, not just by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who are spiritual. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. We are still praying. Proverbs 24, verse 10. The Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. I will read verse 5 of that same chapter. The Bible says, a wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. For by wise guidance, you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors, there is victory. Verse 7 says, wisdom is too high for a fool. In the gate, he does not open his mouth. We are going to be asking God for wisdom. The Bible says in that verse 5, says that a wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. For by wise guidance, you can wage war. by wise guidance you can wage war and win. There is no strength for a foolish man. Can you ask God for wisdom? I don't know what you are about to do in the year. I don't know what you are doing right now. You think that you need wisdom. It is time for you to draw wisdom. Can you draw strength in the wisdom of God? The strength of the Lord gives you wisdom that is not naturally discerning. It is not naturally discerning. The wisdom of God is above all. Can you ask God for wisdom? Lord, I receive wisdom tonight. I receive wisdom tonight. In the name of Jesus. I receive wisdom tonight. In the name of Jesus. Can you open your heart to God and say, Lord, I release everything at your feet. I say, Lord, guide me. Lord, guide me. I am loaded with strategic, with divine strategic love. I know the mind of God for every situation. I know what to do at every time. I am not a fool. Can you tell to God, I refuse to be a fool. I refuse to be a fool. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I trust strength of wisdom tonight. I ask for strength for wisdom. Wisdom, Lord. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. A man that lacks strength lacks help. If a man lacks strength, he lacks help. Let's read Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 9, verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Can you lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. What sort of help do you need? Can you draw it tonight? What sort of help do you need? What sort of help do you need? Is it your business? Is it your office? Is it your career? Is it maritally in your family, your home? Over your children? Can you draw help? Help is available. Help is available tonight. Help is available tonight. Lord, I draw strength. I draw strength for help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, help me. Father, Lord, help me. I need your help. Can you do it by your strength? If it is by strength, no one can prevail. Lord, I draw strength tonight. I draw strength tonight. Help in the name of Jesus. Help in the name of Jesus. Help in the name of Jesus. I receive help. Where there is scarcity of help, help will arise for me. Where there is scarcity of help, help will arise for me. Where they say there is no help. Where they say there is no help. Help arise for me tonight. I draw strength for help. I am greatly help of the Lord. I am greatly help of the Lord. I shall not be helpless. In the journey of life, in the journey of destiny, I shall not be helpless. I shall not be helpless. I shall not be helpless. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. A helpless man is a man that wanders in the wilderness. A helpless man lacks direction. A helpless man will just be going from one place to another with nothing to show for it. Can you say, Lord, I cannot be helpless? Hey, I shall not be helpless. In this year, 2022, I draw help. I draw help I draw help. I shall not be helpless. I shall not be helpless. I will not lack help. I will not lack help. Wherever I turn to, even when there is no help, me, I receive help here. Everywhere I step on, this year, I receive help. Help! 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 In the name of Jesus. God, I receive help. Shenikiru Satarabaraya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. To every vision here. Unto every plan. To every goal in this year. Receive strength for fulfillment in the name of Jesus. I say receive strength for fulfillment in the name of Jesus. As for TCI, the Citadel of Impact, none shall be weak. Hanamakata Rabado Shakata. I said, as for every member of the Citadel of Impact, from the head down to the baby in the womb, none shall be weak. I say it again. I stand upon this exalted altar and I declare. By the declaration of God, hear the voice of the Lord. Every source in the Citadel of Impact, old and young, you shall not be weak. In the name of Jesus. Enough of drawing plans and no fulfillment. Enough of drawing plans and nothing to show for it. As from today, we receive strength for our results. I declare by the declaration of God, I suck my mouth into the blood of Jesus. My mouth is full of authority. I declare, as for every member of the Citadel of Impact, enough of no results. We declare, as from today, begin to see positive results. Can you tell your neighbor, none shall be weak. None shall be weak. For this house, none shall be weak. None shall be weak. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Our time is fast spent. But I want you to know something. There is a prayer I want us to pray. The strength of a land determines its productivity. Are you hearing me? The strength of a land determines how productive that land will be. Can you say to God, hear ye the voice of God, my destiny. Lay your hand upon your head. We are not playing tonight. There is no time to negotiate. Hey, you are going to speak to your destiny. My destiny, hear the voice of God. Receive strength to produce. Positive one, oh. Positive production. Fruitfulness on every part. My destiny, are you speaking all your money? Lord, my destiny, hear the voice of God. You receive strength to produce. No more complaint. No more wastage. No more struggle. No more toiling. in the name of Jesus. Receive strength. Are you praying or you are murmuring? Until the kitchen of Bacos Kata, Riketor of Osia Katari, Shenene Ketele Kedua Kadusata, Rasanta Libra God Ketoria Kada. Hey! Oh! My destiny, hear the voice of God. Be productive by the word of God. By the word of God. By the word of God. Every word of God that has been spoken to your life. Every word of God that has been spoken to your destiny. That is yet to terminate. Your life receives the power, the strength to be productive. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some people's life, their land is so dry that no matter the seed, no matter how good the seed may be, when it enters that land, it dies off. You are going to tell God, Lord, the land of my life received dew of heaven. No more dryness. There is no room for dryness in my life. Are you speaking to your destiny? You say, I come by the word of God. I stand by the authority in the name of Jesus. My life shall no longer be dry. It will not be dry of fruits. It will not be dry of achievement. It will not be dry of fulfillment. It will not be dry of goodness of God. My life will not be dry of the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus, let there be showers of God. Let there be showers. Let there be rain upon every land that is dry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I would like us to pray that prayer one time. We are going to tell God, no longer will my destiny become a donkey for evil protection. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. My destiny hears the voice of God. Obey the word of God that has been spoken concerning you. My destiny hears the voice of God. Obey the word of God that has been written concerning you. Are you speaking to your destiny or you are murmuring? Speak to your destiny and say, my destiny hears the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. Obey the word of God that has been spoken concerning you. The multitude of the promises of God, they all come to pass. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Quickly, before I leave this place, there are two more prayer points I want us to pray. We may not pray more than one time, so I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. Psalm 38 verse 3. Can we have it? Psalm 38 verse 3. The Bible says, there is no soundness in my flesh because of my indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. Is anyone sick in our midst tonight? Is anyone sick in our midst tonight? Lay your hand upon your head or your belly or upon wherever that is paining you. There is healing in the house. You are going to speak to your health. My health receives strength. The bones of my flesh receive strength of healing. Receive strength of healing. In the name of Jesus, if you have anyone that is sick, you can pray this prayer on their behalf. Wherever they are, any member of Citadel of Impact that is sick, home and abroad, we send forth the word of God to you. It heals you in the name of Jesus. It heals you in the name of Jesus. Can you speak? Can you speak to your body? My bones shall not be weak. My body shall not be weak. In the name of Jesus. My body shall not be weak. In the name of Jesus. My body shall not be weak. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Even if you are not sick, I need you to know that the body is your license for living here. If something goes wrong with your blood body, that's all. Can you speak to your body? You shall not be weak. Hey. You shall not be weak. Speak to your body. Speak to your spirit. Speak to your soul. Tell it to God. My body shall not be weak. My spirit shall not be weak. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lastly, I want us to pray for another strength. It's a strength to a soul. And that's what we call joy. Joy. Psalm 119 verse 28. Can we have it? Psalm 119 verse 28. Can we read together? My soul makes a way for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Can we say that prayer again? My soul makes a way for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Are you weary? Are you tired? Are you sorrowful? Is there anything that is making you sad? Can you say to God, strengthen me according to your word tonight? In the name of Jesus, strengthen me according to your word tonight. I receive joy, unspeakable joy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. Can you begin to worship the Lord? Can you appreciate him? Can you give him all the praise? He deserves it. And very get us all tarabada. He deserves it. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you see that bow down your heart? Lord, we are grateful tonight. Thank you for the dimensions of your power in our midst. To every heart that is bitter, to every heart that is sad, to every heart that is sorrow, we cut off the source of sorrow in your life in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord, we declare strength to your soul. In the name of Jesus, let joy unspeakable flow into your soul right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to take Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Alright, I would have loved it. Okay, thank you. Can we read together? Then he said to them, go your way. Eat the fat of the drink. Sweet wine. Who has nothing ready? For the day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can you say to your neighbor, do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord, thank you, is your strength. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can we have Malachi chapter 4 verse 2? Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. We are closing now. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. You shall go out leaping like calf from the stall. Do you know what that means? Have you seen a calf in the stall before? That place that they used to keep them. How do you think they will feel once they get out of that stall? They'll be joyous. I speak to your life tonight that as you go out leaping in the name of Jesus. You go out leaping with joy in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of sorrow. We bind every spirit of mourning. In the name of Jesus, we declare by the declaration of God that as you go out today, every strength, every resources that you need to live a joyous life, the Lord release unto you in the name of Jesus. Your going and your coming shall be blessed. Your going and your coming is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine on you. The Lord make his countenance to radiate upon your life and grant you shalom. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.